This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league.
Hey, Bill, why did you fly in Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times to Lolita Island?
Yes, I
you mean not your rapist, your child rapist, too? Your child rapist, too? Get your hands off of me. No, he's a child rapist. Are you a child rapist, too, Bill?
Sure.
Oh. Excuse me. Are you going to apologize for all the Haitians for all the money you stole? You're going to apologize to Haitians for all the money that you stole? How about the women that you raped?
Weinstein. get your information. We'll send you out so you're not allowed to come back to this venue.
Okay.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And he said, Bill Clinton is a rapist! Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just saw the video in the last segment. Still not the full video. The full video is on the Alex Jones channel of the entire confrontation last night at the Bill Clinton book tour. And this is what these people need to know. If Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and James Comey want to go do book tours, well, then we the people have to let them know that we know who they are, we know what they did, and we're not going to stand idly by and let them gallivant around this country making a bunch of money, laughing at the people in the process. That's not going to happen anymore. So I want to salute Versteen Henry and Sam Montoya for coming out here yesterday and shouting out at Bill Clinton, two of the five people that got in there and shouted at Bill. But before we get into to why you guys did this, I wanted to ask you this. What was it like in there? What was it like being in that crowd? Because it's a little bit different, I think, than going to a protest where they're kind of ravenous and enraged. Yeah. But going to there where they're kind of like in their comfort zone and they're there with their leader, Bill. Like, Versteen, you start for, what was it like just being in there? And of course, talk about the guys that I guess were grabbing you or whatever happened with that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just really, it was really uncomfortable just because, you know, I'm listening to them talk about how much they like this guy. And I'm just like, God, he's a rapist. He's done all these horrible things. And people are just, you know, praising him. They're talking about him in line, how much they love him and how much they love Hillary. And I was just, it was just hard not to just puke because it was just.
So they really do like, I mean, they really were fans,
yeah,
of Bill Clinton.
And they saw the protesters. I was talking to this one lady. I wish I had gotten that on video, but I was talking to this one lady outside in the line. And I was like, well, haven't you heard that, you know, he was a rapist? And she's like, yeah, I heard that. I was like, well, did you ever look into that? She's like, no, because I figured if, you know, if he really was a rapist, it would have come out by now. And I was like, God.
Yeah, CNN would have reported it, right?
CNN would have reported it. The news would have told me. Like, I don't have to do any thinking for myself. So, yeah, I mean, it was really kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. And then once I, you know, remembered why I was doing what I was doing and I start to do it, it just, you know, kind of like went away and it felt great. People were booing me. And as I got up, a guy grabbed me by the shorts and tried to pull me back down into my seat. And then I like swiped his hand away and he grabbed my purse and like pulled my purse and my purse almost choked me. It like wrapped around my neck and I had to pull the purse.
So it sounds like they're taking after Bill, you know, grabbing women, you know.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, I saw that was a bit unexpected. I didn't expect the crowd and to get so like violent, you know. I understand that they paid money and stuff and I understand, you know, that I was going to get kicked out because, you know, I'm exercising my freedom of speech, but at the end of the day, you know, I know that I am disrupting their, you know, worship event, their ritual, their cult.
I think you guys actually made it worth the price of admission.
Yeah, the cops probably had something to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. And then all the people too. Look at those crazies. Look at the crazies protesting. What was it like for you, Sam? I mean, were you surprised at the actual fact that these people actually like Bill Clinton? Like, did you expect to have actual fanboys out there?
Not to the extent they were, and sorry, I lost my voice because I got a little rowdy in there. But no, not to the extent that they were, that level they were, I guess, because you really have to pile on the denial. You know, especially when you have that crowd out there of protesters shouting a lot of truth, and they are just lining up like lemmings, like zombies. It was, you could just feel the darkness in that audience, to be honest, you know. But it was amazing to be able to get in there and just confront Bill directly, you know, and take it to him with the fact that he's been getting away and covering up all these crimes with the Lolita Express, even covering up what's going on with Danny Williams. InfoWars has really been on top of that as far as reporting. So it was awesome.
And that's what you were shouting about. Mainly your thing was Danny Williams. You know, Father's Day is coming up. Are you going to acknowledge Danny Williams? Are you going to acknowledge your grandson? What were people saying? Were they responding to that? Had they ever heard of Danny Williams?
It didn't seem like anyone around me directly had heard about anything like that. Everyone got pretty quiet at first because I started yelling, but they all started to cheer once, you know, the cops grabbed me and started to pull me out. And it just seemed like, it felt to me like they were almost happy at the things that Bill Clinton had been accused of and gotten away with.
Like they were glad, like, yes, Bill, rape the women and cover it up. Yes, exactly. Have an illegitimate child. Yes, Bill.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I mean, you gotta basically numb yourself if you're gonna worship this guy the way these people were doing.
And Versine, you brought up the Lolita Express. What were people saying to you?
You know, I think they were just mad that I was disrupting. I don't even think they kind of really understood at first what was going on. They were just mad that I was, like, yelling. And then, you know, after I talked about the Lolita Express, and I was like, well, I know the cops are coming to get me. So I got to, like, bring up other stuff because he's done so many things. You know, so I brought that up. I brought up Haiti, the money all, you know, he stole from Haiti. I brought up, what else did I told people to Google the Clinton Bunny Count. To look that up. I mean, he just has a plethora of things that he's done. It's not just like that one thing that him and Hillary have done, you know?
Yeah. And so were people, though, like, curious, or were they just in denial of it all?
I was talking to the cops about it, actually, and I tried, I had more of their attention after they took me away, and, you know, they had to question me and do, like, the procedural stuff, but I was just like, I'm like, you heard what I was talking about, right? You need to look into what I'm talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, they might think about it later, probably, I think, but I think in the moment, they were just mad that I was, like, you know, interrupting their cult leader.
Yeah.
I do gotta add.
And that I got a lot of physical, huh?
No, I was just going to say the cops were really good and really chill, and they really were listening, because even the guy who was talking to me outside, he didn't want to stop talking about Danny Williams once I told him the whole story. You know, he was laughing and saying that he can't wait for the paternity test to come back or the suit that Danny Williams has filed. So the police were just awesome, the APD that was out there. And thanks for being so chill. That was cool.
Yeah, they're really chill.
So you had to deal with people grabbing you and trying to force you to sit back down. What about you, Sam? Did you have to deal with the physical element?
No, not at all. Maybe it's because I'm a male or just, you know, big guy, but no, nobody touched me. And there was a couple big guys around me that I was, like, thinking maybe they might push me, shove me, grab me. But no, I didn't get touched by anybody but the police. Different for Versine.
And they didn't. Well, the police were cool too, because I was just like, I gotta go, huh? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Like, come on.
I knew it though. I'm not like, I know if you're gonna do that, just expect to be escorted out. It's not a big deal. Cops really don't want to do it, and if you're cooperative most of the time, I find that they're pretty chill, you know. And I was, and I feel like because I was like that though too, I was able to explain to them what I was doing. And they had more of a listening for what I was doing because, you know, I wasn't like, I see a lot of liberals that go and protest and the cops are moving, but you're like, attack the cops. And then they were like, why am I getting arrested? I'm like, because you decked the cop in the face, idiot.
Well, and I was actually speaking to some of the police that were outside, too, and they were actually thanking us for, you know, doing things the right way, for not being, you know, aggressive with people, staying in our spot. So big shout out to APD. For handling the whole scene correctly. But of course, of course they would want to bully you, you know, a woman, you know, you're easy to bully and push around. But Sam, though, a man over here who can, you know, fend for himself.
I didn't take it, though.
I heard you in the video. You're like, don't touch me.
You pushed him away. I'm like, they thought they could, but.
And they did the same thing to the other woman that was in there. They were grabbing her and shoving her.
That's a typical. That's a typical double standard. You know, they don't mind punching Nazis or whoever they want to call a Nazi. At the end of the day, they probably just thought I'd punch back, so they didn't touch me. But Racine got and the other woman definitely got the brunt of their physical intentions. You know, in there, it was like going into the lion's den. I was hearing Alex in the green room talk about it, and it was almost like he was reading my brain verbatim, because it was that same feeling of walking into the lion's den, being surrounded by zombies, being surrounded by lemmings, people who paid hundreds of dollars to see Bill for God knows why.
$300 if you wanted to get your book signed. Well, you guys are a couple of good Russian Nazis, okay? Yeah. So good job, the Russian. You're probably white supremacists, too.
Yeah,
so you're
definitely
good white supremacist Russian Nazis. You did a good job shouting down Bill Clinton. You guys are going to stick around for another segment, and we're going to talk about why this is so important, why it's so important to go out into the physical realm. If Bill Clinton is coming to your city and you don't stand up to that scum, well, then what's wrong with you? And if you're paying $300 to have a book signed by Bill Clinton, boy, you are some extra kind of brainwashed, my friend. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to
$250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
June 10th, 2018, Bass Concert Hall. Bill Clinton comes to Austin, Texas for his book tour. He's met with dozens of protesters outside. The zombie lemmings paid hundreds of dollars to see the scum Bill Clinton, the rapist.
I respect the victims of Bill Clinton.
As the scum entered the event, protesters waited inside to shout him down.
Clinton is a rapist, so we need to go ahead and protest. And hopefully we've got some info warriors inside who can ask him some tough questions, because that would be awesome.
You were just in here giving a commencement speech.
I was just here last week giving a
commencement speech.
Hey, Bill, why did you fly in Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times to Lolita Island?
Totalitarianism of the audience.
He will sit down.
I don't want to hear about Haiti. I don't want to hear about Bill's rapes. I don't want to hear about the Lolita Express. I just want to pay $100 to hear Bill speak. Shut up and sit down. I like my brainwashing.
Rapist!
To be very comfortable in my brainwashing. How dare you try to bring up some truth?
Pedophile, murder, rapist, plain body count. Go about plain body count.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is just a portion of the video. Of course, that was you, Verstein. That was your portion of the video there. You were, again, bringing up everything you could think of. And, of course, they're grabbing you. They're telling you to sit down. So you had to deal with it. But, Sam, you were talking about something in the break that was pretty incredible, and we were kind of wondering what this was. So tell the story about you're sitting there before the event starts, and you're just sitting there quietly. You're not making a scene. You know, nobody knows what you're doing there. And tell the audience what happened.
About 10 minutes before the show started. Actually, I think the show started a little late, so it was maybe even closer to the 7:30 mark. There was a gentleman sitting right in front of me, and it was, you know, everybody in the audience was on their phone like normal, but he turned right around, looked me right in the eye and said, "I'm watching you." I mean, he looked me dead in the eye and just said it directly to me. And there was no one on either side of me. So, you know, and I was on my phone at the moment texting too.
And you were dressed neutral. You didn't have a Bill Clinton rape shirt on or anything?
No, didn't have the rape shirt on. No. Just dressed, you know, in a normal shirt and jeans. And there was no reason for him to say those words to me. But it definitely shook me at that moment, because I knew what I was there to do. But then,
and you're like, how did he know? What does he know?
Yeah, what exactly? I had those questions going through my mind. What does he know? Why did he say that? You know? And then he turned around, and about a minute or so later, he turned around again a second time, and on his phone he had the Wikipedia page up of the NSA. And he had the symbol of the NSA, and he showed it directly to me and said, "I'm with the NSA, and I'm watching you." And he just had a pretty much looked like an evil in his eyes, but whatever was going on, I just didn't say another word, and he turned around, and okay. Lights went down a little bit later. It definitely shook me, though, that guy was telling you earlier, because I didn't know if this guy was going to, you know, tell a cop, or I didn't know what he knew.
Yeah, and it's like, how would he even know to say that? And so we were having the debate, like, in the break, like, were you literally, like, looking at a demon? Like, did a demon, like, take over that person's body and turn around like, I know what you're here to do. You're here to protest my Bill Clinton. Yeah.
In that room, I definitely could have been. Yeah.
You did it anyway.
The probability is high.
You did it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
but that's the thing. I mean, literally, though, that was either someone from the NSA that would have somehow known what you were there to do via reading text, or, you know, I can't explain it. Or that's just a demon literally turning around, showing its face to you. I know what you're here to do.
Yeah, either way, I just looked him right in the eye and, you know, just held my ground. And everything was good as far as me with that guy. Yeah.
Did you have any weird thing like that, too, with any, like, spiritual demon telling you?
I had to pretend like I liked Bill Clinton. That was even worse, I think. You like Bill? Are you a fan of him? You said, well, not yet.
What were people saying? Like, were people, like, in the event, were they like, can you believe those protesters outside? Like, oh.
In line they were. Yeah. Yeah. It was I was trying so hard not to laugh and keep a straight face, but it was like, I was a bit nervous too. I was just trying to be like normal. And
how does it feel though? Now, you know, you did it last night. The video's out. Are you glad you did it? Do you feel it was worth it?
Yeah. Definitely. I was thinking that, you know, the journalist is like the fourth estate between the higher-ups and the people. So I feel like us doing this is fighting for the people, because this is how we keep them honest, mm-hmm. right? And CNN and all these other programs, news organizations, they're not doing it. So it's up to us.
Exactly. And that's why they've been able to get away with all this stuff, because nobody stands up. Even if it's like the movie A Bug's Life.
When he's like,
you think this is about what, grain or whatever? You think this is about food? If one ant stands up, they all stand up. That's what you guys did. You guys are the ants. You know what? Hey, let's pull up. Can we pull up Bill Clinton's book tour? Because we don't want anyone else to do this, okay? We don't want anyone to be patriotic heroes like Verstein and Sam here. So don't go to Bill Clinton's book tour whenever his next event is. Don't infiltrate. Don't go inside. Don't shout down Bill. Don't let the audience know. I mean, you know, we shouldn't let them do this, right? Nobody should do what you guys did.
No, definitely just let Bill's tour go on without a hitch. Let it go smoothly. Let's let him get as much money.
Let him rape all he wants. Look at that.
Tonight in San Antonio. So don't go to Bill's show in San Antonio tonight and bring up the Lolita Express.
Don't bring, like, 20 people. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
The more, you know.
Don't bring up the rapes. Don't bring up Danny Williams.
Don't do it.
Unless you're against rape. But other than that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pull that back up, guys. Let's see what we got here. We got San Antonio tonight. Don't go to the Tobin Center of the Performing Arts to see Bill Clinton tonight. Don't do it. Don't go shout him down. Don't go to the All Rene Theater at Broward Center. Oh, he's going to Broward County, Coward County, in Fort Lauderdale on June 12th. That's Tuesday. And Wednesday in Atlanta, do not go to the Cobb Energy Center and shout down Bill Clinton and bring up the rapes and the Lolita Express. And they already canceled the event in Providence, so they had to cancel an event. That's a shame. But I just want to say, Verstein Henry and Sam Montoya, you guys are patriotic heroes. You can see Verstein's YouTube channel at Truther Talk on YouTube, and you can follow Sam on Twitter at Sammy C. Montoya. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. Great stuff. The full video is on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We need more people like Verstein and Sam that are willing to stand up and be brave, folks. But don't do it on Bill Clinton's book tour. No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer hosting today. I'm going to be joined by Dan Lyman at 1 o'clock, and then Alex Jones is going to join us at the bottom of the next hour as well. In the meantime, I've got a litany of news that I want to get to here, and then some video clips that hopefully I can get to on the other side. But this month, and really this week right now, is pivotal and will probably be going down in history. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the history books say about President Trump, but if the truth be told, this week will go down in history, this month will go down in history as one of the most important of Trump's presidencies and perhaps for America. Now, I love this image right here. This is the image of defiance that President Trump has in the face of the globalist. And the iconic, almost cinematography of this picture of Trump sitting with Angela Merkel domineering over him with kind of like an Emperor Palpatine look, and Trump is just sitting there in defiance, almost sarcastically smiling. Like, he knows how much he's angering them. He knows how much he's aggravating them, and he loves it. And you can see Prime Minister Abe in the background kind of defiant as well, just saying, look, you're not going to bully this man. He cannot be moved. But Merkel and Macron sit there and beg, fall to the new world order, President Trump. Let America collapse, and we will suck it into the one world government ruled by AI. And we'll have the communist Chinese running the whole thing. Trump's like, no, I'm good. Why? Don't you want people to die? We need population control. We need open borders. We need the Chinese communists running the whole show. And America cannot exist. President Trump, don't you understand? There's a greater plan to bring civilization to its knees, President Trump. And President Trump stares and says, I think I'll pass. No, don't you understand? We have to defeat humanity. Trump's like, I kind of like humans, actually. I think I'll just actually go now. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the fake man-made climate change portion of the G7. Peace out. So here's what's in the headlines. France on G7, fits of anger. Cannot dictate international cooperation. Yeah, you're damn right. You can't dictate an American. Don't you just love it? Defiance. Our most awakened inclination. Trump tweeting about G7 before Kim meeting. Yeah, just savaging the globalist on Twitter. Savaging Trudeau. How weak is Justin Trudeau? I mean, between Macron and Trudeau, you can get like half a man on a good day. If they took their super male vitality. Oh, but Bilderberg was also going on during the G7. And we're going to be joined by Dan Lyman to discuss that. Bilderberg globalists meet minutes from no-go migrant village, and they want more. They want more no-go zones in Europe. They want more no-go zones in France, in Italy, in England, in Sweden. Why? What is wrong with these people? Oh, well, you know what's wrong with them. They want a one-world government, and you cannot have national sovereignty and a one-world government at the same time. But you see, you will beg for a Chinese communist government to come and save you when things hit the fan. That's what their hopes are, that they just disrupt and destroy civilization so much to the point that the average human is so desolate, so desperate, they'll beg on their knees for the government to come give them a piece of bread, a drop of water. That's what communism and socialism does. Look at Venezuela. That's what they want to bring to America, to bring America to its knees, to then bring in the one world government. That's what all of this is about. And so Bloomberg admits, everybody knows it, brace for the world economy's most important week of the year. Now, you have to understand something about this North Korean summit with President Trump. China has been basically propping up North Korea probably for the last decade, maybe longer. And it's starting to kind of show itself now, where you had China agree to not be sending oil into North Korea anymore. Okay, well, North Korea then on the brink of having no power, China sends in the oil anyway. Kim Jong-un can't even pay for a hotel room in Singapore. He had to have Trump do it. That's how dire things were in North Korea. Even Kim Jong-un was struggling now. China has been propping up North Korea and using it as a junkyard dog for decades. And Trump has just destroyed the whole thing. Just by trying to do it. So here's what they're saying. Pompeo says Trump can offer North Korea security assurances unlike any in the past. Well, really, it's just he's willing to make a deal. And you have Bolton. I mean, nobody knows. Is Bolton the bad cop? Is Bolton trying to sabotage the deal by going with the Hillary Clinton Libya model where you just rape, murder, pillage, and plunder? But yeah, Trump is willing to make a deal. And if he tells North Korea, look, you can be a sovereign nation. You can have your own power plants. You can have your own industry. Look at South Korea. Then you won't have to rely on China. So it's like, oh, maybe that will work. And that's what they'll be talking about at the summit, which is starting now. Dennis Rodman heading to Singapore for Trump-Kim summit. You know, a lot of people are upset about this. I don't see why. Hey, if Dennis Rodman can get the job done, then let him do it. If Pamela Anderson can get communications with Julian Assange, let her do it. And hey, I mean, look, they love Stormy Daniels using the media to promote her her porn tour. So, I mean, come on now. What's the big deal with Dennis Rodman? And now you have Lindsey Graham, the war hawk. Senator Graham calls for war in Korea if Kim doesn't agree to complete denuclearization. See, that's what I'm saying. Why are people like Bolton and Graham saying this stuff? Are they trying to sabotage the deal? Are they just so hungry for war? Anytime they smell a potential war or sight to bomb, they just get a little chub. So I don't know what Lindsey Graham's deal is, but we don't want war in Korea, okay, Graham? So just get that through your head. We don't want any more war, actually, if you can figure that out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to have some video clips on the other side of this break, but we have barely even plugged today. I think we've plugged maybe for 1 minute. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that is so important as we're expanding right now. And in case you haven't noticed, we're doing more live broadcasts, more special projects. We've got a 34-hour broadcast coming up later this week when Alex Jones gets back in town. So all kinds of stuff happening here, but it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Sale continues. We've got free shipping store-wide. You've got 50% off some of the top-selling supplements like BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, The Real Red Pill. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got top sellers like Nascent Iodine on sale as well. The Real Red Pill Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe you're not into supplements. You saw all the t-shirts that were out yesterday at the Bill Clinton protest for his book tour. Go buy a t-shirt. Go buy a hat. And now's the time to go out and wear it. I've got people telling me that they're wearing their InfoWars shirts around now just to gauge the response that they get. And they've been pleasantly surprised, actually, at how many people love the Trump-Pence 2020 shirt. How many people love the Hillary for prison shirt. How many people love the Moan Labe shirt in black for men and women. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support launches us to the next level. And that's where Alex wants to be. More live broadcasts, more reporters, more crew, more everything. We'll be right back with more news on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I would be remiss if I went any further and I didn't give a huge shout-out to all of the InfoWarriors that came out last night and protested the Bill Clinton book tour with us. But you heard Alex earlier talking about how he's been more recognized than ever, he gets swarmed more than ever. I mean, the average info warrior out there that I've met is just such a good person. I mean, they're just these are the people that make America great. These are the people that raise great families. I'm out last night, standing on the street, waiting for a ride. I can't believe I forgot the gentleman's name. Family man, family immigrated here, just a total champion, a patriot, a veteran. And he just pulls over and he's like, hey, has anyone ever told you you look like Owen Schroyer? And I'm like, oh, no, you got the wrong guy. He's like, no, Schroyer. And he gives me a ride home. I try to pay him money. He refuses payment. I mean, it's just, honestly, you people that support us, that I meet and that shake our hands. I mean, seriously, I love you guys. You guys make everything we do here worthwhile. And it's us together getting active, getting engaged, that's changing the world. And you might not be able to see it if you just have a flash and you just look at the world. You still see all the scum. You still see all the degradation. You still see, you know, all the depression and everything. But we're getting active now and we're pushing back. And the momentum is truly going the other way for America now. This is not going to be a simple, quick process. This is going to take years to do. But we've got the momentum on our side now and we're going in the right direction. So I just want to salute everybody that was there, everybody I meet, everybody that shakes my hand. You guys, you make it all possible and you just keep us driving to be even better. All right, where do I want to go here? So first let's just go with this madness. We've got a lot of madness here actually. Inside Obama's secret meetings with 2020 contenders. Now, so it's now clear that Barack Obama is now the cult thought leader of the left. It is now clear he's the one telling Jay-Z, he's the one dictating the entire hip-hop rap industry can't meet with Trump. So there's the cult leader Obama telling you who you can and can't speak to with his operative Jay-Z, the Spirit Cookers. Oh, and by the way, this Robert De Niro, which we'll just go to now here, but just real quick. They're, first of all, the story says they're considering Bernie Sanders. That's not going to work. Bernie Sanders isn't a registered Democrat. The Democrat said only a registered Democrat can run this year. So if Bernie runs and is an independent, that'll kill the Democrat Party. Wouldn't that be beautiful? But they're honestly considering Elizabeth Warren. Oh, my God. Elizabeth Warren. Oh, a moldy ham sandwich from the year 2008. Is more viable than Elizabeth Warren. I mean, my goodness. I'm hoping to be joined by Shiva Ayadure on Wednesday. We have to get Shiva Ayadure in. We have to get Dr. Shiva Ayadure in to defeat Elizabeth Warren. It is a necessity. And, you know, I'm just afraid they just rigged these elections with these electronic voter machines, man. Especially with these local deals. How does Elizabeth Warren being considered for president? A total fop. A known liar. Oh, you know, here's what would be beautiful. And this is to show you how desperate they are. If Dr. Shiva Ayadure defeats Elizabeth Warren in the midterms, which, oh my God, I mean, just get on your knees and pray that that happens. And then they try to resurrect Elizabeth Warren with a presidential election. Or imagine they put her as the front runner and then she loses her Senate seat. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm getting all giddy here. I'm getting little butterflies inside. Elizabeth Warren as a Democrat Party candidate for president. she's like Mo from the Three Stooges' ugly cousin. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. These people are so pathetic, man.
I tell you, that's the most amazing thing. People like Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden. These people are pathetic, man. You are better than this scum. I just wish people realized these are people just like you, but they're worse than you. Just because they somehow made it into office doesn't mean they're above you. They are beneath you. You are the real people. You have the power. Anyway, Robert De Niro, first of all, let's just, a little more ridiculousness here. Twitter CEO says he was wrong to eat at Chick-fil-A. Aww. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on Sunday expressed regret over eating at Chick-fil-A because of the chicken company's CEO's personal views on gay marriage. Mark Dorsey says, "I'm sorry for eating a chicken sandwich." That's right. I'm sorry for eating a chicken sandwich. I'm Jack Dorsey. Now let's go to clip four. Robert De Niro at the Tony Awards last night. Nobody was watching. Listen to Robert De Niro's unhinged rant, who's also friends with Marina Abramovich, the spirit cooker. Maybe De Niro gets in on some of that. Listen to Robert De Niro's unhinged rant against President Trump last night at the Tony Awards. He just bleeped? So you can't even play it. It's just bleeped. The whole thing is bleeped. They love it, though. They're all cheering. He just goes, F Trump, and now they're all cheering and smiling.
I'm the big strong man. I said F Trump. I'm Robert De Niro, a Hollywood fop. I'm a spirit cooker.
These people are so unhinged. It's a blackout, the whole thing. And look, listen, he's getting a standing ovation for saying F Trump.
Oh! Now we'll get to this.
The intellectualism of Robert De Niro.
How hard it is.
Mr. De Niro, pull him down. Get him out of here. Mr. De Niro, this crowd here at the Tonys has gathered. They want you to say something striking. They want you to say something moving. They want you to say something intellectual. Mr. De Niro, do you think you could deliver? Well, I think it's going to be hard, but I think I got something for him. F Donald Trump! Ah! Ooh! Woo! Ah! I'm Robert De Niro. I said F Trump. Ugh, yes, look at me. I had a victory. I said F Trump at the Tonys. Victory for me! You know what's sad about these people? They are so delusional now. They are so delusional now that this is how they get off because the rest of society has left them behind. You see, movie ratings are tanking. Hollywood is being exposed. And they're being left behind by civilization. See, we're done with you. You're scum. You're frauds. You are the biggest phonies in this country. And so America's moving past Hollywood. We don't care. We don't bow down. We don't suck at the teat. Okay? We're done with you. And so now that they've realized that they've been left behind, now that they've realized they don't have control, their hubris is cracking and they're breaking down. See, they thought they controlled you. They thought if they said F Trump, you would never go to the polls and vote Trump. Oh, but the opposite happened. So now they're having their own reckoning, and you're seeing them break down. And then there's an added element to this with the sex cults being exposed, the Weinstein rapes being exposed, all of this coming out, and there you go. Robert De Niro is friends with Weinstein. Robert De Niro is friends with Abramovich. Ah, and now you see how the world turns. You know, I wish I had time to play this other madness, but we're going to be joined by Dan Lyman on the other side. But maybe I'll go to the editor of The Atlantic saying that this is Trump is punishment for not being good enough citizens. How about Vanity Fair reporters saying that the Trump family women are dead inside? No. It's Vanity Fair that's dead inside. It's Hollywood that's dead inside. Okay? It's the radical left wing of the Democrat Party and the liberal street activists that are dead inside. It's Bill and Hillary Clinton that are dead inside. It's the hundreds of people that pay hundreds of dollars to go see Bill Clinton speak that are dead inside. They are the ones that are dead inside. They are the ones that have nothing. All they had was their phony, corrupt power structure establishment that's corrupting and falling down all around them. That's all they had, and now they have nothing. And you're seeing them freak out. Oh, I'm at the Tonys. F Trump. Yeah. Nobody's watching you, Robert De Niro. You have destroyed your name, Robert De Niro. You did.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.